Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah, boys, the focus is bad today. We need.
I'm one third.
It's a carnival episode. This is right. Aborigine.
You're one third Aborigine.
What Aborigine though? Because there's Aborigine.
Australian Aborigine, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, man. I'm so happy because I can play didgeridoo.
You got an Aborigine trim.
Man.
Exactly. That's what I said.
All right, boys.
Indigenous trim, innit? It's got an indigenous It's got an indigenous trim.
Indigenous.
You know the tribes that have never been found.
An indigenous trim is crazy.
Indigenous. We don't use that enough.
No, come on.
Back in the car, back in the aeroplane.
What's that?
Tangy Toms, they're
they old leng. School. No, they are leng. They
that's the, old school, they the top, like, that's
they're one
old
of the top Chris.
Like,
they're one of the top Chris in the world.
Nah. Hey, can I say something, though, lads?
Can I have one?
Tangy Toms. Are you man stupid?
I think they've changed the flavour a bit.
Is it?
They keep doing this, man.
Sugar tax.
Those are dead, blood.
What one chocolate or crisp would you bring back?
I don't even know what's dead gone.
What doesn't exist? Caramac.
Drifter.
Caramac.
Caramac.
Oh, Topic.
Somewhere.
Topic's
still there, bro.
That's nougat, innit? Topic's horrible.
Oh.
Yes, people, we're back again. And our inbox is through the roof with the crowd asking us about Tester Up since we last mentioned it. So here's what all the fuss is about. And yes, that is currently sitting in my account. I have been gaming. So what is it all about? Basically, Tester Up pays you to test apps, play games, and complete surveys. So if you're already wasting your evenings playing games, you might as well get paid for giving feedback whilst you're doing it. Easy money. So how does it work? Well, it's dead simple. You sign up, pick a task, download the game or app, complete whatever they ask you to do, and within 24 hours, you can be paid. Apps actually need people to test them, and that's why they pay me, but they can pay you. It's completely free to use, registration takes no time, you run through that, and you could earn up to 80 quid on some of these tests. And for bonuses, there's a £5 sign up when you join through our link. So if you fancy giving it a go, don't just search for Tester Up, you need to use the link or the QR code. If you're watching on your phone, hit the link in the description or pinned comment. And if you're on the TV or the PC, just scan the QR code. It's easy work. You want to get paid or not? It's free. You've got nothing to lose by trying it. And you might as well get something back for the games you're already playing. Download Tester Up, grab your £5 bonus, and let me know how you get on. Make that bread and enjoy yourself. Go take a flight or something.
Wait, before we have this conversation, that's your job, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, listen. Anyway, boys, man, you know how we're going this season, man. Arsenal champions, so there needs to be more than one of us on the panel at all times. So it's only right that I got my boy Jay Champion. Jay Champion. Come true, my brother. Forward.
Oh, come on.
Arsenal
man.
Top on.
Arsenal.
Long sleeve.
That's
free.
Oh, Jesus.
Talk to
Christ.
Them, bro. Talk to them, bro.
I've come back to the Filthy Fellas show. Show, you know.
Show.
As a Premier League champion.
Yeah.
You see, some people, you can't give silverware.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I like you've been here, man.
You can't give
silverware.
See how
subtle I was.
No, but I get it. On a real, because I haven't managed to see
the mic. No.
Mugs.
Guy.
What's your predictions for Manchester United?
Straight in.
Oh my God. It doesn't matter what you think! It doesn't matter!
That's why he's got his own mic. Oh, wow. You should have known, bro.
Oh my God.
My God.
Know the energy, bro.
Hey, I knew he'd like that.
Do you know what it is?
I hate when men do it like, that was too...
Was the boys in America when you was here last time?
You got to get...
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
A link, yeah.
Certain people had to...
It doesn't
get
matter.
A welcome in, you get me?
Ah, how you doing, Steve-O? Good to see you again, mate.
Hello, brother. If you could bring any chocolate or sweet back from the past that ain't around no more,
ooh,
what would you bring back?
It doesn't matter! Reversal!
Hey.
Reversal!
That was reversal.
It wasn't supposed to happen. Don't worry.
It was an alley-oop. It was a cheap shot. Yeah. It was a sucker punch. You know what I mean? Certain man of talent that. With it, some man, you know what I mean?
I remember when Triple H rock bottomed the rock. I was baffed.
Mm. Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? When someone tries to steal your whole flow. Mm. What's that chocolate that was in the celebrations? Is it in celebrations?
Topic.
They took it out. Nah, not
the
topic,
Maltesers
man.
Honeycomb thing was crazy.
That's still in there.
It was the dairy milk one. It was one of the dairy milk ones.
What, whole nut?
Nah, not whole nut, man.
You like
fruit and fruit and
fruit and yeah,
fruit and fiber.
Fruit and, no,
fruit
that,
and what?
All of these things still exist.
Fruit and what?
Fruit and peanuts. You still said nuts, bro.
Yeah, about peanuts, man. Know what they are, bro. Real
right, what about shows? What cartoons would you bring back?
Captain America?
No way.
I mean, Captain Planet.
what, he's one of them. All Captain Planet lovers are vegan, though.
Not me, bro.
The Captain Planet, he's a hero. Wanna take some pollution down to zero.
Why are you singing it word for word, pretending you don't like it?
He's the power. He didn't fight crime.
You know what's crazy? Because I thought you were singing this. I wanna be the very best that no one ever was.
Do you not know about Pokemon?
Hey, the rap at the end was serious, you know. When they were doing a rap, do you know the rap? Can you do it?
In the Pokemon world, they had dirty.
Yeah, no. See, I'm not too old for that, man. Just get that.
Do you not know about Pokemon?
No.
Nah, we're Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Ninja Turtle.
Samurai PC Cats. All right. Samurai Pizza Cats. Hiya!
I ain't cold, man.
Nah, back don't miss him. Samurai Pizza Cats was cold. They were cold. That's
back
factual.
Back of mice.
That's
back
factual.
Back of mice from Mars.
You men are kind of old still.
The Street Sharks as well. Street Sharks.
Sharky and
Samurai
George.
Pizza Cats.
Sharky and George.
Sharky and George. Oh, wait, have you not seen the Box Master?
What?
With them robots and they play hockey and all that and...
Mad.
Robot
war. Childhood is weird. Yeah. You know...
And they do sports and all that. And the samurai one and he's got all the robots on there. The Box Master.
Do you remember Game Master? Remember that? Ooh. Where you had to watch that show to get the cheats.
You had to learn the cheats.
Or learn to get... How do you get... Games Master, how do you get from that level...
To that level, to golden axe and that.
And you've got to do the jump, bounce off that wall, and I'll be...
Wall?
Turn my computer on right now. Let me try it. Bro, I'll be stuck same place.
Yeah, Game Master was it.
I don't know, man.
That's old school, you know.
Come on, bro.
Steve-O, up, down, left, right.
Yes, brother.
I would bring back, children's programs, but like the adult perspective of it, you understand? So like Power Rangers, the perspective of the people in the buildings. You know when they're having a
mash-up.
Like in that film Crush.
You know,
like
a
different perspective.
So I want to know. You know my man that's just turned up to the office that day.
And everything's getting mash-up.
Just moved to his building.
You know what that's called? And I don't believe in it, but that's what they would call that collateral damage.
Yeah.
To save the world, a building gets mashed up.
You know when Hulk's like getting balance and he just drags himself down a tower block and it's
right. Or he dashes your car that you just got on finance. that's rough.
That's why they put all the restriction on the Avengers.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, because they were saving places and just mashing up everything. Like,
but people are dying in those buildings.
Guys, do you know who did that worse than anyone? Hancock. Hancock's collateral damage was so bad.
All he had to do was leave. and just destroy everything.
Like, he would save one person, kill nine.
Tight, Hancock and Deadpool is tight.
Nah, Power Rangers, bro, you see Power Rangers? You see any time Green Ranger called for Dragon Zord?
Oh
my man.
Is that the one?
Bro, yeah. Bro, we came out
through the buildings.
Bro, we came out to see and started walking through buildings.
Yeah, just through the buildings.
He's not even on yet, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He just arrived.
That's how we linked you.
He just arrived. Families are dying, and that's it. Like, no,
I
want to
know how Rita got her aim so right. Every time she threw the stick from the moon, it hit the same spot.
It never went.
Aye, but let me tell you something. I don't know if it was here that I found out, but I've done the research. That Rita, you know, she's not in Power Rangers.
Yeah, all of them, all the fighting.
Basically, no one knows each other.
She's not in Power Rangers. She's from a whole nother.
You see the fighting scenes. The fighting scenes as well. It's from a totally different
show, bro. Crazy.
We've been hoodwinked.
It's just Angel Grove that's real.
I'm finding out now.
Yeah, they're acting, but all the fighting scenes is taken from.
So they
they're not
like
doing
the
it.
Guys, they go Power Rangers, and then you see, as soon as they're in the suits, the black guy with the funny shape up.
It's a Japanese.
He's just sat down.
That's dumb.
He's just sat down. That's why when they're moaning about wages, I'm like, you ain't even doing shit.
Who was Tommy, the White Ranger?
Yeah.
Tommy was white and green.
Yeah, white and green.
Because Tommy got evil first,
didn't he? When he turned white, didn't he? Like, he was green and then he went white.
He was
and
green,
came back.
Rita got him
he
evil.
Born white. I was thinking
white,
the same thing.
He was born white.
Oh, yeah? Caucasian.
And not like a Michael Jackson thing.
I get it. Yeah, now that makes sense.
But he's around, though. He's still around, you know?
Who's Tommy?
No, he died, you dickhead.
He died, bro.
You know he did. Fuck you, man.
What, the actor?
No, the black guy's back.
And the Red Ranger.
They're all gone.
The black guy's around.
The black guy's around.
That's the last one.
And he looks the same.
Yes, no, the one with the shaver. The one with the mad lineup.
The second one.
The second one died.
No, he's lying.
No, stop.
They're all here.
Stop killing yourself, man.
Bury them are on crack or whatever.
Crowd, let us know who's dead or alive.
Respectfully.
Yeah, respectfully, let us know which Power Rangers.
We all agree, Drifter. We all want a Drifter
are
to come
still
back.
Alive.
Who's Drifter?
Who's Drifter?
The chocolate bar.
Drifter!
Exactly.
But listen, boys, Carnival weekend. We don't really speak about Carnival in this show, and that don't really make sense because we're black. So today, we're going to discuss Carnival do's and don'ts.
Can I ask you a question?
Has
the do's and don'ts changed? Bro. Over the years.
You're going to find out in chat, bro.
For you, they haven't. Because I think for Bajans, it's always the same, innit? Like, you're always, it's any small islands, you lot, this is for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, I think this is for St. Lucia.
What about my Jamaican side?
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the small islands, because these are the flags are coming out.
Barbados is a big island.
It's quite derogatory calling them small islands.
It is compared
to bigger than Jamaica.
Barbados is a big island.
It's not bigger than Jamaica.
I never said that. You're talking
about
small
islands. So to a Jamaican, you're a small island.
Comparatively, as the Caribbean islands go, Barbados is a big one.
But are you big island to Jamaica?
Go away.
Brother, I'm confused because
I know what you mean.
Wait, you told so.
He's from St. Vincent. St. Desmond.
No, I'm not. That's what I say to you. Come on, Beanos. Come on.
So is everyone here Caribbean then? What's
I'm
the vibe?
I'm half and half.
Margs, are you from Kuwait?
No, I'm from Jamaica and Barbados.
Poor, and
yeah, like that.
It's all right, but it's because you shouldn't have stopped us. You should have just done it. No, if it just happened and I preed it.
He said, wait, Kuwait.
You can't do a dummy and tell me watch. Nah, do the dummy.
No, you defo can still.
Oh, no, you can't.
Funny bold.
Jax, it's called Jax, isn't it? But Kuwait, yeah. Don't call Jax.
That's when it goes through your legs.
Oh, yeah, do you know what's crazy? As you said that, Marks could be from anywhere, innit?
They've done ancestry, innit? So it's one of the grandparents.
You're racially ambiguous.
One of the grandparents is from Panama. Another one's from Kuwait.
I've done that for a show. It's
He's
coming out soon.
Stealing your whole flow.
I'm actually,
love
so
them kind of country.
I'm two-thirds.
Not grandparents, great-great-great-third.
Yeah,
three,
yeah,
four,
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, boys, the focus is bad today. We need.
I'm one third.
It's a carnival episode. This is right. Aborigine.
You're one third Aborigine.
What Aborigine though? Because there's
Aborigine. Australian Aborigine, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, man. I was so happy because I can play didgeridoo.
You got an Aborigine trim.
Nah.
Exactly. That's what I said.
All right, boys.
Indigenous. Trim, innit? It's got an indigenous.
That's the naughty table.
It's got an indigenous trim.
Indigenous.
You know the tribes that have never been found.
It's a trim. An indigenous trim is crazy.
Indigenous. We don't use that enough.
No,
come on. Back in the car, back in the aeroplane.
Boys, carnivals, do's and don'ts. From Scribs, who has dreadlocks, so it's official. Let's start with the do's. Do eat breakfast. You agree
Why?
With that? Because you're going to drink. You understand? You're probably going to leave out early. It's probably going to be the only meal you're going to have before you leave out.
There's enough jerk there, though.
So I was going to say.
Are these instructions for families or just...
Stop 1 second.
Don't eat food.
We're going to go from do's to don'ts because he just said something that you should not do. You know what he said? There's enough jerk there.
You don't need the jerk there.
Listen, no, let me land.
Whoa.
There's people I know that cook jerk in Carnival. I'll buy their jerk. Or if I know someone and they know someone...
I know Chef Charles.
Pick up Chef Charles. But you see my man just on the side of the road.
Just random jerk.
Random jerk.
Yeah.
Because it can be cooked well. It could taste great, but my man never washed his hand when he went pissed.
So what are you saying? You're saying basically only go to people that are verified.
Yeah.
Verified. 4.4.
These rules, these do's and don'ts, do they apply to families or?
Listen, just... everyone, because you see this jerk one, yeah? This is about hygiene. It's not about taste.
Mm.
You have the baddest jerk chicken. Yeah. Go home and you're finished. No. My man
I'm here for that though. I'm here for that.
You're here for, bro, I'm you here know how that. You get food poisoning?
I'm here for that, man.
I've got a great do.
Go on
I've got
then.
A great do.
Go on then.
Do wash your pom pom before you try to link the man them after Carnival and you've been outside all day on the street.
Carnival Nani's cleaning out.
Carnival Nans is dark.
Worse than disco.
Try find
worse than disco minge.
Of somewhere to just splash it. Maybe a little water fountain.
Margs, don't make me beat you up. You're beating yourself.
That's a hiya.
We've had flavors convos, and you know, you're not gonna start coughing. Man, listen, certain pum pum, it's gonna be flavors anyway at the end of Carnival. Yeah. What do you mean? Definitely do still wash, but you need to know what kind of game you're gonna play.
And what kind of flavor you actually got.
Yeah,
like, that was Harry Tamer.
I don't know. I can't partake in that. I've been 10 years married next year.
Yeah,
next
but
month,
it's still the same. If you go with the family.
No. Yeah. We don't discuss those things. Okay. You know, that's in a bedroom.
Do you know what I mean? Bro.
Ten years in September.
Andy, you know what? Let me even Bluetooth over it. I don't even know what I'm doing.
He's our sick. We're by rights. We're all supposed to be with him. I'm with you.
Do you know what I mean? Thank you. Do you know what I mean?
No, we don't want him.
Who don't we want?
Him and him.
We don't want him because Libby was like about to say something that, you know, that, you know.
No, it's calm.
Wait, I'm not on the team.
Well, I mean, I want you on the team, but Libby, the way Libby...
I'll be honest.
It's in-house.
Okay,
I'm with you, man. What are you man saying? Are you sick?
Yeah, you're moving right. You're good. You're on the team.
All right, listen.
Thank you.
You man are nasty. All
right, boys, don'ts. I don't get this one. He said, don't wear comfy footwear.
No, do wear.
That might be a mistake. I think that's a typo.
That's for Lumos. Because you know he's flat-footed. So...
His footwear is always comfy.
No, but he's got to wear uncomfy footwear.
Like the soft rolls from Asda.
Yeah, but he's got to wear like Chuck Taylors, like without like air bubble, because he's so flat footed. Like his feet.
Lumos
like,
has got a flat instep.
Yeah,
so he's got
he's got no arch.
So you got.
So you know all
that.
Them trainers are gonna give him like a blister where his arch is supposed to be. So if he wears a flat shoe, that's like a table or pita bread. Yeah. If there's pita bread with grip, he will be blessed.
I don't tap.
Can I tell you look something, yeah? I'm going through these don'ts, yeah? And these are just don'ts in life. there's no place you should be doing any of the things that he's saying to do. Rather than maybe fresh crepe and so one of them is don't let strangers pick up your girl. In what environment should you allow?
I've got a better one than that, you know.
What?
If you're on Carnival, don't be with a girl.
Listen, there's some man that's their vibe. You see a man that's with their girl.
No, that's fine. I think if you're from a big place, you can do that. Jamaica and anywhere bigger.
Oh, wow.
But I think it's the small islands you got to worry about. Have you been Juve? In the morning, what they do, they just throw paint and chocolate
all
around.
Over. Paint
and
everywhere.
You know what it is? People just, like, your girl's chatting to you and then she's just gone, bro. She's on her Bajan's shoulders. She's just gone.
Oh, is that
Yeah. Like that's how they work.
That's a dumb.
Everyone knows, man.
They're running.
I'll be honest. Let me say something. As a Jamaican man, yeah. Brothers out there, listen. I know you might, some men are into interracial relationships and stuff like that. Do not bring your non
black queen to this place, bro, because she likes black people, black men. There's too much there. And right, you're gonna get a high press. Bro, you're gonna get a high press.
Oh, he says it's like bringing a kid to a candy shop.
Don't. Jin Jen Jen.
Bro, last time I went carnival, when I saw him there, a man that I was with.
Wait, what are you doing?
When I saw him.
Bro, don't press yourself.
That's the last time I went, you saw me, though.
Yeah, yeah, but what? Where are you going?
Remember when we went past and you go, and I, it was just a quick hiding.
Yeah, yeah,
my bedroom was like marching because he lost his gal, innit? At carnival. A man that I knew lost his gal and we had to,
It's the equivalent, do you know what it is? For me, it's the same as on a football pitch. Carnival's like on a football pitch. 1 second is 1-2 meters.
Mm.
You switch off, you're cooked.
Don't scan. No scanning.
That's it. Or it's pre-scan.
Tillemans.
Don't bring them.
Hey, Tillemans, no scan. You know what I'm saying, innit? Runs to receive, don't know who's pressing up. You get what I'm saying to you?
It was funny, the first time, you should just let it breathe.
Ah, sorry.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh.
Like, that's funny still.
That was sharp. Sorry,
imagine that we're telling you to let Sam breathe. Your breath. Yeah?
Wow, that's an onslaught. What the hell?
I look at him, I leave him hanging, man. That's cold.
They call this, a handicap match.
No. Double entendre! I see what you've done! He's done a double entendre! Match.
See, look, he just left you. He's lucky you're
a while.
Idiot. That's what you get.
Give me a while! That's top from you.
He left you with a gap.
That's top.
He said, Mark just saying, me and you are the handicap match. There's nothing to do with it.
Is this double entendre? There's no double entendre there.
So, this is the ones that I just think is life don'ts. Don't harass girls. Don't smoke and drink if you don't smoke and drink.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Don't drink from strangers. Don't climb on bus stops. That's a recent one.
That's the more recent
one. Why though?
Move to, are you seeing what's happening
safety
to these youths?
They're dropping
up the bus stop and collapsing, bro. Like, bam! One youth, you see what? One youth didn't even drop off. He passed out up there and no one could get to him. So everyone's just partying.
Trying to clap, yeah.
Off the ting. But they don't know how to carry him down. And
people like throwing drinks up at him.
Yeah, bro.
It's not that high.
Weirdo friends.
How can you not get someone off a bus stop?
Bro, in
it's
carnival.
Awkward, it's awkward.
You have to remember.
One gets up and you just push him down,
about
bro.
That. You've got about four people. You've got four people trying to help. And you've got thousands of people walking past.
Or leave him there to the end. He's sleeping, chilling.
Yeah, nah, but it's mannered, like, in a mad position, it's mad.
Spiced off.
But listen, so do eat breakfast, like I said. Do bring change for the toilet. I got a famous story.
What, you got to pay?
Change for the toilet.
No, but hear this.
Use the toilet.
Let me just land.
Piss and shit before you go, bro.
Bring Imodium.
Let him land.
What does that do?
Imodium blocks you up.
So I got a story. Yeah? There's a block of flats right by the bridge. I think it's called Kensal House or something, yeah? And my uncle was pissing against a door.
Yeah. Oh.
And the woman opened the door.
Oh.
And when I say pissing, I'm talking beginning of the piss. Oh.
Yeah, but against a door is vile though.
No, but he's against just, my uncle's just, my uncle's a bit out of it. He's not really realizing it's a door.
Oh,
he's just pissing. The woman's bust the door.
A lot of people are pissing on people's front gardens.
Yeah,
and
bro.
Like, nasty.
That's where the only, like where the
then people that are selling food from their yard, is they're smart though.
What do you do?
What, if someone's pissing on your door?
Yeah, you open your door, someone's
piss
pissing
on them
you.
Back.
Well, you just whack it what, at that time.
No, he's got to force
he's
it out.
Right,
right.
He's right.
No!
He's
going
to go. He's right.
If he busts the door and someone's pissing on his door, but he ain't got his hat on, he's going back in to put his hat on, then he's pissing back.
Oh, what the?
You're just a an idiot.
You say he's a hatfish.
I'm not a hatfish.
Nah, man. On a proper Saturday, he was rolling.
birthday.
That's 2 days in a row.
There you go. I don't dress proper and put caps on if the outfit don't require
a cap. I always
think
you'd have gone to your wedding with like a hat on there. Like, you know I love you. Lift it up a bit. You know I love you.
If the
you.
Outfit don't require a cap, I'm not wearing one, bro.
You know I love you.
There's certain man. You know, I see man that do like caps and suits and that. Oh my God.
So with all that being said, if you're away at the minute or planning to get away, we've got something for you. Sally on the daily.
Sally on the daily.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Okay. We'll try that again in a bit because that felt right. All right. Right, lads. There's nothing worse than landing abroad, turning your phone on and immediately thinking, how much is this going to cost me? That's where Sally comes in.
Sally gives you instant internet access when you arrive. So you can get off the plane, order your taxi and start your holiday without worrying where to find a SIM card.
And because it is an eSIM, you can avoid expensive roaming fees and save yourself a nasty surprise when that phone bill lands.
It's also safer than connecting to some dodgy public Wi-Fi at the airport, with built-in cybersecurity features including web protection and an ad blocker.
And if you're traveling to the US, Sally can even give you a temporary US phone number so you can make calls and send texts while abroad.
Basically, less worrying about your phone, more enjoying your trip.
That is right. Download Sally in the App Store or by scanning the QR code on Loons' face right now.
Use code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout to get your 15% off your first purchase. The details are in the episode description box below. Let's go.
Sally on the daily.
It's Sally on a daily.
You done it different this time. And I knew you would.
How did I do it last
week? I can't
week?
Remember, but it was cold.
It's Sally on the daily.
Where did that fall? Yeah.
That's a Michael Jackson ad lib.
I forgot his flow from the first one.
That's
spectrumed off.
Do you know what flow that is? That's bananas in pyjamas.
Oh, yeah.
bananas in pyjamas.
Yeah, but it's also...
Yeah, that's what it is. Down in the middle. Yeah, yeah. Speckled.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, boys, can I... Hey, hold on 2 seconds. I actually have to apologise to our guests right now because the mandem's conduct is terrible.
No, I appreciate
that. And I think
that.
It's because their teams haven't got 3 points this season.
Or a point. Just to do that.
What, you think you're with us? Would you like a point?
No, the man
there thinks he's with me. You're closer to them. You're closer to them.
Middle ground.
No, we're 2 points above you. You're a point above them.
You're definitely not middle ground.
But I haven't lost.
No, you're definitely
I haven't lost.
The streak's broken, though.
That's a dead rave.
If you don't win...
Once upon a time, Liverpool would say...
All right, fine, fine.
Once upon a time, Liverpool would say a draw is a loss.
Wait, ain't it 13 seasons winning? Ain't it 13 wins in a row?
13 seasons winning, what?
Opening game.
Huh?
And did you break the record?
Oh, you win your first game.
We ain't lost though.
Yeah, no, so.
You
didn't win
though. You a question.
I'm just saying, did you break the record? Is the streak broken now?
Well, you know, I rattled.
Obviously, we drew.
Knowing too much can sometimes do more damage than good.
Mario
Winans. I don't want to know.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
The bliss is.
Better the devil you know.
No, that's the opposite. Oh. The end of that is better the devil you know than the devil you don't.
Yeah, you let me finish.
We're talking about not knowing. So let's just leave that over there. Correct. We do it all the time. We find out something and we want to tell people. It gives us an endorphin rush and makes us feel important. I don't gossip, by the way.
I don't have that rush.
But we tend to keep it among ourselves.
You can't keep secrets.
Unless
you
are Ian Wright.
Your biggest secret.
Today's media is all about engagement. As we discussed, last season's football pundits are doing it more now than ever.
100%.
We've had a couple bombshells. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple of bombshells.
Yeah.
Saying something can saying.
Oh my word!
I'm French, man.
That's Portuguese.
Take your time.
That's Portuguese. Like.
Listen,
Cancelo.
hey, calm down. Our job is to calm this down.
It's Margs, you know.
What did I do?
It's you, bro.
I said Margs.
You're.
It's easy to blame me. I hear it.
I know where you are. You're not just like my son. He's just like my oldest son.
I didn't say a word.
You're doing it now, bro. Chill.
It wasn't me.
Just like him.
Gone mad.
Joshua.
Didn't say a word, bro.
Saying something controversial for engagement or because they feel a certain way. Scholes did it back in April of 2021 when United lost 3-1 to Arsenal. He revealed afterwards on TV that I just had a quick chat with Jesse. I think that is the quote the other day. He won't mind me saying the dressing room is just a disaster. Now, I'm sure he did mind him saying that.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Jesse was screaming, no!
Well, Jesse's in Korea.
No! Coach, you
Jesse's
bastards.
In Korea now. I think there's correlation between the two things.
Jesse's definitely not in Korea still.
Where is he?
In Brazil.
He went to He went to Korea from there though.
No one cared. It was a joke we was making. They knew
in Brazil.
He
could have said Brazil.
Come on.
We have obviously mentioned this because of Arsenal legend Ian Wright, or left, with his Gabriel Martinelli comments.
Mad.
Whoa. He has come out and said, the way Gabriel Martinelli is being treated is making me feel uncomfortable. He always gives 100%. He scored some important goals. He's not being spoken to. He doesn't know what's going on. I know this.
It's big.
Do you know what it is? I think if he didn't say, I know this, we'd probably be speaking about...
Can I add some context to that? Because it was someone... The commentator, the other people, the other pundits with him, they said maybe or something like that, and then he was like, no, he corrected them and went, no, I know, and it was the fire that he said it with was you truly believed it, because some people could say I know, I spoke to Sean Dyche, and then they can ring up and it's the man them on the phone like what happened with me, you know.
It's my bro.
Yeah.
I can't get it.
But the way Wright said it, the conviction, that was the way I was looking for. Yeah. That made me feel like, oh rah, he's really.
Do you think
he's mentoring him right now?
Yes, probably.
He didn't give up his source on nothing, but do you think it's that's
their yeah, because do you know what it is, yeah? We know how football works, yeah? There's only...
He's the source, actually, isn't it?
I'm so dumb, sorry. But there's only so many players and so many people in the know at a football club, yeah? And there's a lot of poorly kept secrets, yeah? That are not meant to hit television, radio, et cetera, some people always know about what's going on. You're not supposed to give that to the world. And what Ian Wright has done there is given it to the world, almost like... from a political standpoint, like to say, I feel aggrieved by this, so I'm gonna. And you know what?
I don't agree with that.
I'm gonna point at you here because it's your fault.
Why is it my fault?
Everybody that calls.
Why is it my fault? Tell me, Savage Dan. Why is it my fault?
Because you call him Uncle.
Uncle Stop. Ian. Yeah, 100%. Bad man Ian Wright. How you mean? Our legend.
Our legend.
Don't get me mad. The point I'm trying to make about Ian Wright, that man is a national treasure. We've all been in those football debates when it's heated and we're saying, I know, and we're not 100% sure based on the facts that we have in front of us. We just have a hunch and we are completely comfortable in that hunch. His is a hunch. It could be a hunch. He's an emotional guy.
I'm not gonna lie to you. There's an unspoken code, yeah? Because there's certain things that happen in the league or like within football clubs and stuff.
Agreed.
And people know about it. You get me? I'm trying to say, I don't know, friends that play in the league or whatever, if you're in and around it, you will know. And some of the stuff is kind of common knowledge, but it don't go out into the public.
Agreed.
It's just a, if you know, you know kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm trying to say? So that's just like an unspoken. So him doing this is kind of like breaking that rule, saying that I know personally.
You know what? Wrighty is an emotional person. We love him for it, yeah? Empath.
Yep.
So when he sees someone going through something...
He don't like
that
it.
..that he definitely has a connection with. He's an ambassador for the club, so he would have been around these players.
Agreed.
That squad that won you the league, he's going to have a soft spot. Even 100%. The people that didn't really like Martinelli ended up loving him once you won the league just because he's part of the...
Yeah, he's part of the squad.
So Wrighty, I do believe, as I say, in the conviction... that he said it with, that I know, I do believe he's probably had a heart-to-heart, or he's probably even been mentoring, speaking to him. And when he's hearing people talk sortly whatever way of him, he just burst out.
Keep him away from the club then. Keep him away from the club. Keep him away from the club then, bro. Because if he's breaking rank and leaking what's happening behind closed doors, keep him away from the club.
By the way, I think
he's not supposed to be out in the press.
One second, stop.
Keep him away from the club then. Man's all emotional telling the players told him privately.
One second.
Keep him away from the club, bro.
I've been looking at that situation, yeah, and I've been of the mindset that he's been trying to get Martinelli out of that door all summer. And then especially after the Community Shield, I was of the mindset that he's definitely bombed him off. He's done with him, yeah? Everybody else can see that.
Well, what's the problem though? I don't get it though.
So what he's saying is, it's obvious.
So why did that bad? I didn't know. So me watching it, being, and Arsenal's my second team, right? So I know a little bit about them. I did not know that it was like that. I knew they wanted him. I knew he was one of the ones that could go. They would allow him to go. I did not know that the manager was not talking to him.
Do you know why this is nonsense? This is only happening because it's Arsenal.
What?
Huh? Every top club makes these difficult decisions. And from time to time, every top club does this, man. When it's time to refresh, you can't understand. I get it. It might be a little bit techie. Ian Wright is entitled to his opinion. This is another issue that we've got with the British media in football, right? They're too afraid. They're all too PR trained. And no one's allowed. And he's one of the ones that usually breaks the mold and actually says
get him away from
feels.
Your club. Jay.
And that's that. He's not said anything that's detrimental to Arsenal Football Club. Jay. Even with that opinion, no fan is looking at that and going, oh my God, it's
Baby Cham, Baby Cham, listen. Mate, listen, mate, come
you
on.
You call me Baby Cham.
Yeah, remember that drink?
Baby Cham.
Oh, yeah, Baby Cham.
Baby Cham was cold. With a rain day on it.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Listen, I like it. And I thought he was looking a bit big, you know.
I'm all right.
Jay, I understand what you're saying, and the media definitely like that, yeah? But we have eyes.
You're going to go again?
We have eyes, right? And our eyes told us that Wrighty, at that moment,
might have been emotional.
So that's different to when someone says something and they.
I agree it is close to home and it was a passionate speech. But what I won't have is this now it's like almost a media circus to some degree where they're making it something bigger.
No. It was nothing. It was nothing.
Nothing like what Scholes did.
All of these guys are doing stuff that they should not do. Clubs, this happens. At Chelsea, this is happening. It happens everywhere. If you're out of favour, you're not training with the first team. You're not time being communicated. I mean, this is just how it goes. There's too many people. But for a pundit to come out on live TV, a big pundit.
Get him away from the club.
One second, stop, yeah? So again, everybody might not see it, but I'm saying, in my opinion, yeah, I'm of the opinion that I've clocked that they are trying to get him out of the door, yeah?
From early.
All summer. 100%. So to get this new information, yeah, that the gaffer has not had any communication with the player, is that not saying something?
Of course it is.
Because I know they want him out the door. Yeah. It's just an opinion from what I'm seeing, but as far as I'm concerned, I know they want him out the door. And Arteta ain't spoke to him about moving on or nothing, so they're not speaking to him and dealing with him like this.
Hold on a minute. There are numerous big managers that have done this to big players.
Every time,
it's,
bro.
It's football. What
it's
are we
football.
Doing?
Why are you not trying
Fergie has done this. Fergie has done this.
What, not communicated to him?
100%, bro. How many ex-pros have come out and said that Fergie's not talking?
We're not talking about whether it's happened like, before.
On, you know
we're talking about
how
it's the come club's out in the ambassador out, giving us information.
No, that's why he needs to get out of the club.
No. Because, like, again, it's not that. What he's revealed, it's not brand new. Okay, it might.
I didn't know.
There's assumptions that are being made here because if he comes out and says, I was just passionate about it and I don't actually know if Martinelli told me directly or whatever have you not. What if that's the case? What if that's the reality? If he comes out, then it quashes everything that's being said. Yeah. And that's a very realistic, all of you, we've watched episodes where you lot are like, I know this has happened, and someone will pull up stats, and then you go, oh, okay, I didn't know that. We've all had situations, people do it.
All I know is this, yeah? Regardless, Ian Wright's done that for a reason.
Agreed, because he feels for the player.
Now, you got to work out. You see, when you work and you have love for a club,
yeah,
You got to work out if your loyalty is to that club.
Or the players.
Or the players.
Exactly. Fact. That's why he's got to be away.
It's as simple as that.
That's why he's got to be away from the
club. I want to hear Lippy.
Unbelievable.
I didn't even know Lippy on this subject.
Do you know why this is? Do you know why that's waffle? Because my days, this is insane. He backs all of the players. He has his players that he likes to support.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Develop your thoughts, go on. Yeah, bro, like, just think again, bro. Like, he's backed. Okay, he backs them constantly, bro. He's the type of man that we know. Yeah, no, but it's not bigger than the club. Henri has come out and made statements. But we all let them things fly. It's
over familiarity, though. He's taking it away.
You're not just
jealous.
The truth is, man, I'm just jealous that they ain't got club legends that are vibesy like our club legend, Ian, Uncle Ian.
I don't care about
he is.
Do you want me to tell you about your club legend?
Talk to me about my club legend.
Every week in the same dead pub, bro.
What does that mean? Which one? I know you ain't talking about my Uncle Ian.
It's in Latimer.
I know you ain't talking about Latimer Road, bro.
So, Chumps, what is Ian Wright trying to achieve there? Yeah, because it is after the first game of the season.
This was against Coventry, right?
This is against Coventry.
It's the
Coventry.
First game when we're first Premier League champions, right?
It doesn't matter. I just want to remember. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right. Go on.
It doesn't matter. What is he trying to do? Because it's disruptive, right?
What is he trying to do? Why are we trying to create an
agenda
here?
What is he doing?
How about he's a pundit that he's allowed to give his opinion? That part of the show is the show where you give your opinion.
You've got to get him away from the club.
Choms, no one brought that out of him.
Yeah.
They were talking about absolutely nothing. He was just freeing up information because he had it and he wanted people to know it. It's like he's trying to put pressure on Arsenal. That's what it looked like to me.
Bro, can I be honest with you?
Just no one cares. Hold on. Now
it's for you as well. You, Chums, to make a decision. Who are you supporting? Are you supporting your club legend or your club? Because you've
what
got
kind
a,
of
there's a discrepancy here.
Stop this. Two things can exist at once, right? The reality of the situation is I'm not fully in agreement with the way that he done what he done.
Okay, that's all I wanted.
What I'm saying though is too many people are making a mountain out of a molehill. Even the setup, you was comparing it to what Paul Scholes did with Jesse Lingard. It's not that. Granted, it was out of the blue and it felt like it was, okay, cool. It came out of nowhere. But we have to be honest that if there's club legend, all of you lot are desperate for your club legends to hold your club to a higher standard.
Do you know who always says they want honesty?
He's a club ambassador that holds a club to a higher standard.
And if the club are mature
enough to go, you know what, Righty, we don't agree with you, but we respect you for who you are, then fine. Then
you're wrong, yeah?
Wrong.
You're
100%
wrong.
Obviously, yeah, he's an ambassador, yeah? But he's not a current part of the club or
get
the staff or anything.
He's an ambassador.
How you mean? He's a big ambassador.
Yeah?
Stop, because whatever Martinelli's been going through, yeah, these couple of weeks, yeah, he's handled it with class. He ain't said nothing, he ain't done nothing. That's not Ian Wright to come out here and talk club business.
Agreed.
Talk about I know for myself. So you're just trying to make excuses for him because he's your Uncle Ian. But what he done ain't right.
I already said that. I don't fully agree with it though.
What I'm saying is, even Ian Wright, yeah, that's what we said. When I'm saying it's emotional, I'm saying that's something that can't be controlled, right? Yeah. And especially with Arsenal, he really does get emotional with Arsenal, which is it's an endearing thing, right? Yeah. So even I think he might thought, you know what? That I know, that conviction I said that with.
It might have been a bit much.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that the volume was a little bit too loud, but what I'm saying
is you lot
are doing too much.
Who's us lot?
All of you, the lead up to this question was talking about Paul Scholes and what he did and what he...
It's the same, though.
No, it is not.
It is.
Whereas, why I don't think it's the same, yeah, is because Paul Scholes was reacting to a negative result, a negative period of time at Man United.
Precisely. Yeah?
This is Ian Wright reacting to a player that he has love for at Arsenal after a positive result. You understand? So it's not about necessarily about Arsenal. It's about Martinelli.
Yes.
Yeah? Whether it's right or wrong. So to compare it to what Scholes done is different. And what I want to... What I'll say to him saying...
He's not agreeing with me.
I don't care, but he's talking sense.
No, but he's agreeing with us.
He's talking sense right there.
It's the same, bro. It's just different wording.
No, but this is where it is, yeah? I just think him saying, I know this for a fact. It's impulsive, innit? Like when, if we're speaking about something right now, you know when someone's having a conversation about something that you know about and they don't really know about and you're just sitting there, then you wait to chime in about it and then they carry on speculating after you've spoken. So you have to come out and say, no, I know this.
I know.
Like you lot. Like you lot are saying, I think this, I think that. I'm coming from facts. You understand? He shouldn't have done it though.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, I doubt it was with the intention to cause anything negative.
But he brought it up, Lippy.
He did, but at the same time, he is Arsenal through and through.
Thank you.
You understand? So he sees Martinelli as one of the soldiers that's got us here. So he's thinking, what do you mean? Like, how are you not showing him love?
Yeah, because one know, thing,
he done it with Trossard.
Yeah, but you also know it's like there's a super fine line between the players that play at Arsenal and Arsenal. Same with every club. It's two different
Why
entities.
Did you not get rid of Trossard?
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
He does decent.
What do you expect these men to do? Keep them forever. You've got to refresh, go again.
When you're Premier League champions, the next thing you have to do is go to the next level.
So is Solis the next level?
I think so, right.
Now we're still in the way. Hold on. There's multiple potential outgoings. Martinelli's in discussion of that.
Once Martinelli goes, Solis is the only left winger you
got. Hold on a second, please. We tried to go and get Vinny Jr., right? We didn't. We're still in the market, potentially exploring Wagwan with Julian Alvarez and so on and so forth. You still got to remember, but we've still got players like Ebbs is still there as well, who's a baller. We know that Arteta can occasionally play him out on the left-hand side. Please, relax, okay? We need to get to the next level. And if the right player, the right profile, ain't going to raise our game. Remember, we're not talking about, you know, competing for Champions League. It's like, how do you improve a Premier League winning? You have to get better players.
That's right, I hear it.
And do you think it's a proven fact that Solis is better than Trossard?
I don't. But at the moment, he comes with the privilege of no pressure at Arsenal, because everybody's got very little expectation from him. He was not the main. He was in addition to what we are hoping to improve in our attack. And guess what? He's had a banging preseason.
That's what Trossard was.
Quantum of Solis has had a banging first game, and we are liking what we're seeing.
And you're pushing Martinelli out the door. You've got rid of Trossard, so you're putting all your eggs in that basket. That's your first choice left winger right there.
Yeah. Okay, right. At the moment, if he's our first choice,
that's stepping up the level. That's upping the level. That's what you think.
But one game, even debating it, it's one game. It's one game or two games even. His two games were good. Yeah, his two games were good. You can't even, it can't even be a debate right now. It can't be. How can it be a debate right now?
If he's the only one.
Yeah, it's not a good debate. The two games you've seen him, he's been good.
If he's the only one.
He's not the only one because, hold on, sorry. You got Madueke, who originally, when he first signed for Arsenal, that was the side that he was playing on, if you remember. We've got Madueke still there. Max Dalman's breaking into the team, who can deputise Bukayo Saka. It's a tall order, but I know for a fact, you look at the squad.
Oh, Eze, I know for a fact.
On the left hand. So right, yeah, right. There you go. I said, I know for a fact.
Who in you that spoke situation. To?
Who have I spoken to? Nobody. And then guess what? I know for a fact, apparently. That is the point that I was making with Ian back then.
When you say it, some people on Instagram might believe it. When Ian Wright says it, everyone believes it. It is different.
And he's careless. I'm not saying it's not careless. I'm just saying that it needs to be assessed.
Do you know what I think we're saying? That's the answer. So I think it's Loons more. Yeah, he's had two good games, but we've got eyes. We can see with our eyes that he's not much better, or if anything, better than Trossard.
Wow.
Because you just said he's had two good games.
He's looked fine. Proper, bro.
He's looked
he looks like... Wait. He looks like... You called my name.
He's played well.
and I ain't finished my sentence.
Finish.
All right then. Thank you,
you're
mate.
You're
going
to waffle.
Thank you.
Give me a championship opinion.
Right, let each other finish.
So you're saying you've seen enough to see he's better than Trossard?
Bro. I've seen enough not to doubt him.
Yes.
Like, not to say he's not better. Faith. End of the day, he's got pace. He makes good decisions. I've seen it. He makes good decisions. Martinelli don't. So it's an improvement from there.
For me, Solis is better than Martinelli.
Point I think we're saying is, again, two games in, I think people have watched it, and on the eye, for me, I guess it's only my opinion, but and I think Margs is saying the same thing, he's not setting it alight. So when he does that whole talk about we have to go to the next level, I know a next level player, that guy in two games doesn't look like
he's not even going to agree with you.
For you, is Solis better than Martinelli?
I can't say that with chest, because the reality of the situation
from what you've seen now,
just
from what you've seen.
From what I've seen, yes. I am habit. From what I've seen what in terms seen? Of... I'm not. Listen, it's just at the moment... At
you
the
said
moment,
next level. You said Vinny. Yeah, you no, said wait. Alvarez. And is he in that
can
market?
Can you
that's what we want to know.
Contextualize it, bro. There's multiple players that you can go mad. For. You can go for a player there and then a player there to also cover. And then if this player surprises everybody, that's what I'm talking about.
I just want to give Sivo some support, yeah? You's talking about, yeah, champions, rare, and yeah. Moving up to
no,
the next
don't
level.
Don't rare that. Don't rare that, please. Don't rare that, please.
Thank you, no.
Don't rare that, please.
Because the rare is
improving
big
the
stuff.
Team, improving the team, raising your level, going to the next level. You cited Vinny Jr. and stuff like that, yeah? You want Martinelli out of the door, yeah? Obviously, Eze can play there rare, but so purposely, Solis is going to be the only left winger in the squad, and you're talking about this is so, and that's what you're doing to raise the next level. You're saying this is raising.
Let me tell them.
How's that going? How's that going to the next level?
Let me tell you this. Too early. As an Arsenal fan, I just want to ask the crowd to let us know: is Solis a level up from Trossard or Martinelli? Because they're probably both going to be gone. And
is Ian Wright out of order for doing what he did and talking? How he talked and saying what he knew.
Mm-hmm.
Others, bro, in any other universe, this is snitching.
100. That's why I get him away.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm
saying.
Sometimes snitching is okay.
You've been saying it.
You're a civilian. Sometimes snitching is okay.
He was in the line.
All right? I will not, you know, demonize anybody that snitches. Okay? Demonize. You tell. You pick up the phone and dial 999.
Like why are you nodding like that? Pissing me off the way he was nodding.
Yeah, he's doing it hard.
Yeah, man, you gotta talk sometimes, brother. Just know what the rules are when it's me and you, man. Yeah.
He's corporate. He's
too corporate. Bro.
I'm telling you, one foot in, one foot out. I'm trying to change, man.
You're trying to change that much? No. I want to change that much, bro.
Man, I gotta get home.
He said that
right,
last week.
Guys, tonight, Friday night football, we have Palace versus City. I watched Palace play in the first game on proper Saturday. And they were okay, but they weren't good enough.
It didn't sound like they was okay.
Nah, they was okay-ish. I don't even remember the final score.
Nah, it was
bad.
They're not...
I don't remember. 2-0. 2-0 to Everton. But City, for my liking, yeah, got away with murder last weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Like, I've got a hot take here that City are going to crash out of the top four.
No way.
I've seen this before. I think half of what City were was Pep Guardiola, and I think the other half was Rodri.
I respect that.
I heard they played Gay in midfield in that.
Yeah,
they did. He's doing Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, Spy. O'Reilly was number 10.
But I've got a take on that. Remember, guys, I've got previous with Maresca. I know what he does, and he behaves like how Pep does. If he needs to make a point to the board, he makes a point to the board, even this early on.
Because he ain't got his players yet.
He ain't got his players yet, and he's basically saying to them, back me. Somehow it worked. Because did he get man in the match?
But you see what it is? He's trying to make Phil Foden work. And soon as he made that switch and Shirky came on, they looked totally different, bro. Like, he's trying to make Foden work, and Foden's quality, Foden's got it, but... In that team, for it to, you know, bro, my man just done 2 through balls, they're back in the game, bro. You get me? They're back in the game, bro. You know what I'm saying, innit? Like,
and they just signed Bouadi, innit? So,
Yeah, I mean, look, Bradley's a proper player, but he is a relatively, he's a child.
I think that Bradley and Anderson, I think he's good investments, and I think their midfield's fine for the next 10 years or whatever. No, but I think
10
right
years.
It's not fine.
It's because they're young. Bro.
Yeah, but it's not fine.
But what I'm saying is right. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say right now. Let me just finish. Right now, as a parent, I think it's a bit much to ask from them. I don't think it's gonna come good right this season.
It's not what they're throwing them out of the top four.
Because City ain't got fans, yeah. I feel like us as rivals, we tend to kind of hold back. It's like the corn ain't directed at no one. But if there was a City fan sat in front of us right now with hope, we'll laugh at him, bro.
I wouldn't, because I wanted Boadi. I wanted Boadi and Anderson. Yeah, so why would I love more laughing for? Yeah. I wanted Boadi and Anderson.
And
in my team. That's fine, but I wanted both of them. So what am I laughing at them for?
Brother, big up you, innit? But you see me and everyone else. That no, but serious. It's no, but
no,
honestly,
you can't say with a straight face.
No, honestly, man.
Don't talk to me like that.
No, but honestly, what do you want me to see? What do you want me to see?
Don't deal with me like that.
What are you? Look how you dealt with man. Look how you dealt with man. I rate them. So why would I laugh? It's artistic. Link you with the same.
Big you up, Kenny.
No, but all jokes aside.
Big you up is dark.
No, but all jokes aside, yeah. even with your statement, yeah. Even with your statement. And again, this ain't even a rub out as well. City and United are in two different places. You lot ain't lost anyone to get Boadi to replace him. You understand? Dave, like Dan said, yeah.
Rodri,
number one was Mad. Pep. Number two was Rodri.
Number three, Bernardo Silva.
All three gone, bro.
Yeah, KDB the year before.
So now the Don Dadas is Kovacic.
It's gone, bro.
Who are good players, but I feel like 4 or 5 years ago, anyone that is a Prem fan would have seen they got to start getting ready for De Bruyne and them lot going. Now, they didn't, and you're seeing the consequences. You understand? Because Boadi's a good player.
They did, bro. He is,
Anderson, the way I'm on Anderson is more the fee and the hype around him. But besides that, good player.
Do you know what like it is? Said, yeah? For me, City have been for the last however many years, a special team, yeah? One of the best teams we've seen in the Premier League. One of the best teams we've seen full stop under Pep Guardiola, yeah? They've been a top team. So we're not trying them based on what the rest of the league is. We're basing them on what they are. Now, for them to go from what they are to Anderson and Boadi as a starting DM partnership is sad.
It's not sad.
It's sad.
They're good players.
But they're young, bro. They're not ready, bro.
Yeah, I agree. It's not sad.
I agree because their model usually was when someone was on their way out, they had someone that was ready to come in and take over.
That's
David Silva, then they had, you know, KDB.
One position at a time.
Then there's like Fernandinho and then Rodri. Mm. They've had that, right? They tried to last season. Pep did try to, if you think about it. Was it Fernandez, is it? That they
Nuno
signed?
Fernandez.
The one that...
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez.
They brought in Gonzalez. They brought in Reinders. They tried.
Gonzalez was supposed to be the next up after Rodri, but I think they realised that he weren't it. And so that gap now is a big gap. And it's a big responsibility now because you haven't got a star man and you haven't got the experience to coach in the star.
It's a lot of experience. That's a good word. I think that's what's missing. So, it's not quality. I think they're good players there.
The only way you get experience is by playing. Now, again, we spoke about this before. And because you lot around this table think that City's objective is to win the Champions League now and to win the league now, maybe. I don't know if it is. I'm just saying that's the way you lot are talking. Because what makes you think that having Anderson and having...
What's his name? Boadi.
Isn't part of what you just said about them now, their five-year plan of
three
now changing.
Plan
or three, or two, or whatever it is.
So for example, if you were top of the league, yeah, and you've been dominating the league for X amount of years, 10 years. Yeah, would you say, all right, cool, we're coming to the end of our tether.
They tried.
No, wait.
Dan, I know what you're going to say. They tried and got it wrong, Dan.
Yes.
They tried and got it wrong.
So I'm saying, this point here, you've lost your manager, you've lost your best centre mid, you've lost your most experienced player in Bernardo Silva, you've lost Kevin De Bruyne the year before, you've lost a lot of what you were.
So you've reset.
Are you saying, if you were part of this Man City team squad setup, would you not go from here, the tippity top, to, would you be going from there to, all right, let's go for top four
again? So obviously you wouldn't like to, but the bar was so high that they had set the next players that they were always going to get, because you remember, they're changing, they're going from a De Bruyne, a Silva,
Rodri.
All of that, right? They're like,
Gundogan.
So they're almost from the last generation of the previous footballer. So when you're saying going from there to there,
that was the drop.
The manager was earmarked to come in from 4 years ago. So this has been a plan. Shirky coming in. I know he can't even get into the French team, but if you're looking around world and we're looking for the next number 10.
But hear this, yeah? Steve-O, you see what City do, yeah? Getting the Shirkys, Andersons. This is City's model, innit? They get players before they become the best versions of themselves. But the reason that works is because there's already bosses there. So when they're bringing in Mahrez and Sterling and Sane, and maybe not Mahrez, but Sane, Sterling,
every
guys
team
that
around
guys,
the world no, but got the same problem, brother.
Yeah, but City's not every team one in the world. City's
no, every team, Madrid, all of them have got the same problem. You and yeah, you didn't let me finish what I was saying. So go on, carry on. Finish, that's finish. All good, bruv. You just was on a moment there saying, "Well, I want to talk." You didn't let me talk.
When man stopping, man, it's
maximum head loss.
I thought you lot were gonna blame me again.
What I saw on Sunday was a Man City team that got out of trouble. I don't know how they did it, but they did it through individual brilliance. It wasn't necessarily Maresca, even though he made the sub and brought Cherki on. Cherki should have probably started, in my opinion, anyway, yeah? But it looks like a City that are going to concede a lot of goals, which means you're not going to be as far up this table as you think you're going to be.
That City, like what Lippi said, innit? They buy... Kevin De Bruyne wasn't Kevin De Bruyne when they got him. Rodri wasn't Rodri when they got him. This is
hardly anyone.
But these signings that they're getting are, I think they're maybe a corner too early. Buadi 18.
One, innit?
Yeah, I think it's a corner too early, but I don't think that knocks them out of the top four. I think that end of the day, if you are at the pinnacle and you've got the ultimate team, when it does break up, because it's eventually going to break up, you have to concede and say, cool, as long as we get into the Champions League and then we get the recruitment and everyone kind of clicks, then we'll be back up there in two seasons. A good team doesn't mind that. Pep didn't win this day and won the league for two seasons. Real Madrid are going through the same things. Certain big teams go through that. You see Bayern go through it when Dortmund win it once in a while. They're going through the transition.
Is the Premier the hardest league to do it?
Back to business.
Yeah, 100%.
For me, the Premier, you see those other leagues, league on... Bundesliga, La Liga, they're easy leagues to do it in if you're already the top.
It is, but City...
That was City with them.
But the Prem...
But City with them.
Do you know what it is? But
Dan, City, 8 out of 10, come
no,
on.
No, it's. I think you're both... It's somewhere in the middle because I think the Prem is definitely the hardest league to do it in, but City are too good to be affected by that. Liverpool can be affected by it. Mm. United can be affected
yeah,
by
Arsenal
it.
Arsenal can.
No, we haven't been out of the top four ages.
No, I'm saying you lose certain players.
But what I'm screaming... Oh, no, yeah. But what I'm screaming is us and City are... In our worst day, top four, yeah? No matter what, we could go out and have a horrible season.
I hate that.
Finish third. No, that's where we are. That's
Can
that's
I ask
just...
you something? So, it's you right see now. When City yeah. bought Buadi, City bought Rodri, and now City buying Buadi, right? In world football, when it comes to notoriety...
Reputation.
Would we say that Buadi... Or Rodri was higher in the reputation scale when they were bought.
I think
Buadi was.
Rodri was. No, Rodri was.
I think there's a lot. I think there was more noise about Buadi to be.
Buadi because he just came off the back of the World
Hold
Cup.
Hold on. As much as I hear that, Buadi's 18.
Does age
Rodri,
no,
Rodri
weren't 18. Rodri
you can
18.
Say that's age doesn't matter. If brother, if we sold Declan Rice tomorrow, signed it, replaced him with an 18-year-old. You lot aren't rating it.
Fact.
If it's Buadi,
yeah,
we would.
Nah, you wouldn't.
Yeah, boys, on a quick Buadi one, because this is a player we know that's here now that we're going to speak about often. He's the... Yeah, we are, bro. If he's gravy next week, we're going to have to say my bad. If next he's week. Bad, we're going to have to say maybe we're right. Wait a bit longer, then we have the conversation.
And we've got 10 years of talking.
I didn't know of him before the World Cup and buying off.
You
the,
didn't?
No.
Because you're not a football guy.
You
not
don't play football
guy.
Manager in that. That's crazy. How can you not know who Buadi is?
No, I do know of him, but he's not like someone I'm going to think going to come and change a Premier League title winning team and be super effective. I didn't believe he was like that. It was just a. It was
I knew he was
prospect.
Cold. I knew he was cold before the World Cup. I'm sorry.
No, but he's known, but not experienced. Because who's the last 18 year old City bought in to be a main man? For them to go on with a guy that
Sterling.
They bought 2 seconds with a guy that they bought from a team that finished 16th.
That's why I said it's too much too soon. But I think as an investment in their future,
once,
I think it's
bro.
Great.
Yes. We can say for the first time in City's tenure, things are happening for the first time.
They're weaker.
Sorry, final point. There's a risk that you are disrespecting Kovacic a little bit, by the way. like Kovacic is actually an experienced footballer.
Is this the fire?
Yeah, but he stunk him and Anderson didn't work
at
all.
No, but listen, Chelsea just went and signed Jordan Henderson for experience, right? So the point is, it's not necessarily what you do on the pitch per se, it's how you apply yourself behind the scenes.
That you get thrown at every team.
Is that the heat? Is that the pure fire that you had?
No, it went.
Hey, listen, let us know if we are right or if we are wrong or if I am right. I know I'm right. So, other than that, let's just pattern up and just say to everybody, please go and subscribe to Proper Saturday. We'll be there tomorrow. But tonight, we are going to... Are we going to... Are you assuming
we are. We are going to... Where's the match? It's at Selhurst Park. We're going down to Selhurst Park. As you know, pundits with passion, we've got the VIP gantry area to every
to every game that's going.
Oh, look, the set's the same because just we build
we
it.
We just
like
build
that.
It.
But we're at every game. So, yeah, we're going to do Palace City tonight. We've done the first, we've done three games in week one, which was tiring. Luckily, we don't have to wear suits like you, man. So it's not that bad. Yeah. But yeah, man, proper Saturday as well. On the Saturday, the next day. Come on. What's the 3 p.m.s, Dusty?
I'm
going out tomorrow. I'm going to get a shirt or something. I don't know if I got a whole suit.
Nah, you know what? How many suits have you got?
I'm doing a stream too.
I spoke about this with Loons earlier. I've got like, I probably got like five of them, yeah. But
he's gonna wear a smoker's jacket, he told me.
Two of them are tuxes. One of them's like a black suede smoker's thing.
See, I've got a tux, yeah? But I'm thinking I can't bring out a tux for anything that's not.
Can I say something? Boys, let me just make a suggestion. Bro, black suede smoker's thing, game week two. Serious.
Do it.
No, do it.
Okay.
You're showing them you're here. Showing them like this ain't
are you
a joke.
Are you sure? What, do it, yeah?
Bro, do
Big
it.
30 TV.
Thanks, man.
In the kitchen.
Trust me. We are. Clues in the kitchen. I'm in my kitchen. I got a big kitchen.
What, you're in the kitchen?
I'm in my kitchen. I got a green screen in my kitchen.
But you got a gamer chair.
Gaming chair.
Your gaming chair into the kitchen.
My whole setup.
You have
my
to respect
kitchen.
The setup. When you go and you see a setup, he's got the proper camera, the green screen.
Pull like, from the roof.
Everything is proper setup. It's a proper setup.
Proper team.
Hey, Big 30 proper TV, 12:30, Saturday morning,
with
Liverpool.
With me.
I'm going to watch, me and Dan's going to watch some games together.
So we done the filthy squad numbers last week, and this week we are revealing player of the month, filthy player of the month. So let us know your filthy player of the month in the comments. We will accumulate the votes and let the winner be known on the next episode.
All right, Eric, thank you for voting me player of the month.
Thank you, guys.
Don't forget the double jab. That's got me high.
I created double jab.
Get me? No, belly touches.
Listen, remember to like, comment, hype, and subscribe, my people.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.